And we're going to commence.
Hang on one second. Hang on one second, just to make sure the recording is working. Sorry, you may have to do that intro again.
All right, we should be outside, thanks.
Ready? Okay, we're going to call this meeting of the Centerville City Board of Adjustment to order. And we are going to commence with our first item, which is the Haynesworth matter on our agenda. And we will turn the time over to staff for staff presentation.
All right, Sydney DeWeese, city planner. So in the staff report, what it goes over is the applicant, Gary Haynesworth, who is the property owner of parcel 02096-0207. He is also present tonight, is seeking approval for the recognition of the existence and continuation of three nonconforming structures located on residential low zone properties located at 45 East Parish Lane, known as parcel 02096-0082, and 420 North Main Street, known as parcel 02096-0260. The applicant seeks to establish the three structures as approved existing nonconforming structures on site so they can move forward with their boundary line adjustment application affecting parcels ending in 02600082, 0243, 0244, and 0207. The code requirements for this is that they need that the Board of Adjustment is the authorizing body to make the determinations regarding this application. In the report, it goes over what a nonconforming structure is as defined by the city and how all three structures provide adequate evidence to be deemed as nonconforming structures. So this all came about due to Gary wanting to do a boundary line adjustment for his family and to be able to adjust the boundary lines between the parcels that I identified earlier to clean up boundary lines, as well as to allow for Gary to be parcel, certain structures to be parcelized on his land rather than the trust land. His brother is also a property owner in the boundary line adjustment, and his properties are the ones that are on the corner. So I'll let Gary go into more information about it that you might have. If you have any questions about the staff report, I'm happy to answer these questions. So just to be clear, staff recommendation to the Board of Adjustment is to approve and recognize the existing of the nonconforming structure.
And we also do note that there's a attorney version of an updated motion template that you could use.
Any questions from the board for staff at this point? All right, we'll turn some time over to the applicant if they want to say anything or add anything. We don't, well, let me ask, does the board have any questions of the applicant?
I do not.
I don't. Nope.
The less said, the better. I would think, but it's up to you. Okay, well, we'll then move to board discussion at this point. So I think this, so Lisa, quickly, the new motion, if you want to just explain what we're doing and why.
Do you have a copy of the new motion template?
Some of us do.
Yes, if I could. Sorry for
Let's pass them down so everyone's gone.
And they're on the computer screen.
Perfect. Oh, they're on the computer screen.
I wanted to make sure that we're following, if this is granted, that we are following what's in our code right now for non-conforming structures. Meaning we're not giving them any more or any less rights than anyone getting the recognition or declaration of a non-conforming structure. And so I just am suggesting that we quote the code verbatim. There were some paraphrasing, and I thought, oh, this might have a slightly different meaning than what's in our code, and I was trying to compare it, and then I thought, I'm just going to copy the code and put it in here. We did eliminate the one section in the code that talks about if it's non-conforming at the parking, because that's not applicable. So this new condition number one just says that the Board of Adjustment recognizes, if this is the direction you're going, that you, as recommended by staff, that you do recognize the non-conforming structures. You'll have to have that discussion of whether it was established legally, and then the code changed, and, you know, so, which really the burden is on the applicant to show. But the second condition was what I was concerned about in the recommendations regarding any future subdivision. I think we recognize that they're asking for this, the declaration that these are non-conforming structures, because they want to move the boundary lines. As Sydney mentioned, that's how this came forward, is they were asking to do something from the city, and I call that a triggering event. They were asking to do something, they wanted to move the boundary lines, and when they move the boundary lines, staff looks and makes sure everything's already in conformance. And that's when we found these structures were either on the property line or did not meet the current setback. So condition number two is saying, one is saying we recognize the nonconformity. Number two is saying, and we also allow you to move those lines based upon what's in our packet. Meaning, we know you want to move those lines. And we did this recently with the Packer property. We said, you're not only asking for us to recognize the non-conforming structures, but you're also basically saying, we're allowing you to move those lines and it will not impact your non-conforming use rights. So I think we're trying to do those two things tonight, but only, condition number two limits it to only to the boundary line adjustment that we're looking at in the packet. 10 years from now, if they decide they want to subdivide or they want to move those lines again, in my opinion, that's a future triggering event. And we need to look at it all over again, because if you subdivide and maybe they make those lines even more nonconforming, meaning it was a 3-foot setback, now it's only one, or they don't leave enough property for the accessory structure and another one, or they build a road too close. So there's things that I don't want to guarantee into the future that if they subdivide it, they're good. It's just this one boundary adjustment that they're trying to do, we all acknowledge, and I think it is important, like we did in the Packer case, for the board to say it exists and you can modify it to the extent that you're proposing, because the modification, the boundary line adjustment modification that they're proposing, does not make it more conforming. And in reality, one of them improves it, because it goes right through the building and now they're trying to move it over and make it better. So on those things, I think that's why staff is recommending approval of this. So,
thank you.
That's a good discussion and an important one for us.
I just have one question of clarification. I think I understand it, but 3C2, I think that's a provision for a future, potential future event. We're not granting right to enlarge the buildings in
exactly
this,
and that's what, yes, I think typically we probably would just refer to code, because these are the rights that you get, but I like staff's recommendation of putting them in here, because 10 years from now someone doesn't have to go figure out what our code said in 2026 when this was granted. So we're just putting it in there, and you're absolutely right, all this is saying is we're trying to help you understand your rights, because it's right in the code that if you do want to expand it, you have to come back to the board.
Yeah, you have to come back. And that, we just want to be clear on what they have to do. So,
okay.
Good explanation, thank you. And by the way, that same explanation will apply for the next. We were lucky that they lined up for both.
I noticed that.
For both matters. So.
Big thanks to staff, too. I thought the staff report was
very well thorough.
And very thorough.
I want to commend staff as well and council for excellent preparation and thorough documentation. It makes our job so much easier. So well done. Thank you.
I think we should add the applicant in that too. So thank you, applicant, for providing these materials.
Okay, any further questions or discussion from the board at this point? Then Paula, I'll entertain a motion.
Do you want me to read the whole thing?
No, I think when you get to this part, we do want to get this in, and then you can say, as reflected in the sheet, that's okay. going to be attached, and then we'll hand that over. And they
we'll
can,
make sure this is in
We'll make sure that's in the
And then be sure to note the findings as well after you make them.
Okay, yeah. I hereby make a motion. I, Paula, too, in case you need that for the record. Make the motion to approve the request for recognition of the existence and continuation of the three non-conforming structures located on residential low-zoned properties as located at approximately 45 East Parish Lane, known as Parcel 02096-0082, and 420 North Main Street, known as Parcel 02096-0260, with the following conditions. 1, recognition of the existence and approval of the continuation of the three non-conforming structures on parcel numbers 02096-0082 and 02096-0260 is subject to and conditioned upon compliance with the provisions of CZC 12.22.060 non-conforming structure as more particularly set forth below. Number 2, modification of boundary lines for parcel numbers 02096-0082 and 02096-0260 to the extent specifically represented in the proposed boundary adjustment survey attached to the staff report. It is determined by the Board of Adjustments not to adjust or modify the nonconformity of the setback of the structure on parcel numbers 02096-0082 and 02096-0260, and such boundary adjustments may be approved by staff without affecting the non-conforming rights acknowledged herein, and number 3, the provisions of the Centerville Zoning CZC 12.22.060 non-conforming structure provide as follows, A through E, as listed on the document, Hainsworth non-conforming structures, with the following findings. The board finds that the applicant has provided adequate evidence to support the existence and continuation of the three non-conforming structures in accordance with applicable ordinance requirements and standards. B, verification of the existence and continuation of the three non-conforming structures will not injure or negatively impact the intended use of the property, the residents of Centerville, the neighboring properties, or the public infrastructure serving the area. Verification of the existence of the three non-conforming structures will allow for the continuation of use and not prohibit the property development as permitted in the city code.
So that's our motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
So Dan Ditto seconded the motion. So we have Paula too with making the motion, Dan Ditto seconding the motion. And do we have further discussion or debate?
Sorry, I just had one change to my own suggestion. On number 2, where we said it does not adjust or modify the nonconformity, if we could say does not adjust or expand, because on some of it's actually making it better. So as she read that aloud, I think we just want to say does not, it's in the third line, is determined that it does not adjust or expand rather than modify.
Adjust or expand. Okay, I'm
you make, changed
yeah,
your motion.
I changed Thanks. My motion.
Does the second still stand, Dan?
It does.
Okay. The motion as amended still stands and seconded as seconded by Dan Ditto. So that amended motion by Paula too has been seconded by Dan Ditto as well. Any further discussion from the board or from staff? Then I will call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. That was unanimous. Very well. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Item number 2.
Similar to the previous application, the applicant, Tate Phillips, is seeking approval for the recognition and the existence and continuation of a single non-conforming structure located on the agriculture low zone property located at 77 Bud Lane, known as parcel 07070194. an accessory agriculture structure is currently built on this property, the applicant seeks to establish the accessory structure as an approved existing non-conforming structure on the site so we can move forward with his boundary line adjustment application affecting parcels 07070194, 07070151, 07070150, 07070055. This application is very, very similar to the previous one. Something that is slightly different is that we actually did find a building permit that approved this structure. So it does make it a little bit easier for us to read and for us to verify this. One of the questions that came up during the review from staff was, okay, so was it approved by the building inspector? And then they just did not have setbacks at that time that matched. Was it something that it was approved previously and then the boundary line adjustment occurred and then that caused the nonconformity? And then what came about it was that I asked the city engineer to just verify the, to just look over the title report and to make sure that no adjustment of that boundary line occurred after the approval of the building permit being issued, and that did not occur. So it was approved by the building inspector at the time as the setback sits. And then obviously it got initiated similar to what Lisa said, where they were wanting to enact a boundary line adjustment. So we had to do a thorough review, and what we found was that the setbacks just did not match up. So to be clear, staff recommendation to the Board of Adjustment is to approve the recognition for the existence of the nonconforming structure on parcel 07070149.
Okay, thank you. Anything to add from Lisa? You're good to go on this one based on
the motion for that
updated. And I will note, if you're curious to see what the boundary line adjustment, that is kind of the contextual clue to what we're talking about. That's
exhibit D. Sure.
So that would be the cleaned up version of what we're talking about.
Yeah, because now it runs through the building,
it's
right?
Through the middle of the building. Yeah.
So this doesn't show the existing line, it just shows the proposed?
Yeah, the cured.
Right.
But if you want to look at the existing, it's in the original summary. There is an image that Cindy has in the very first document, staff findings. So do you have it? Unless there's another one that shows it, but I think it's in staff findings.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a map on your, it's just under your background section. Right there, you can see it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but okay, it's not a surveyed.
Right, it's the property boundary map, but even then, even with the skew from GIS, it wouldn't skew that dramatically, so there for sure is a property line going through the building somehow.
Property moving, property line is moving.
Yeah, so the curative would be to pull it more in line with the property
to the south,
the property line of the property to the east with its south boundary.
Yeah.
Just squares it off.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that would be really non-conforming if it's not
even
on its own.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I wonder if that's a gap.
So any additional questions for staff before we open up for the applicant?
I don't.
No?
I can't think of one.
Okay, the applicant, if you'd like to say anything, you're more than welcome to, but you saw from the last one, probably, you know, up to you. We'll ask you questions if we have. Does anyone have any questions specifically for the staff or for the applicant? Sorry.
No, I don't.
All right, then we'll move to discussion from the board amongst the board members. I don't know that there's a whole lot of discussion, and I think we have a motion ready to be made based on the staff reports. Again, same thing as the last one. Great job on the staff reports. Thank you for putting the effort in. And Lisa, thank you for spending the afternoon to clean up these issues to make sure we're doing this the right way. So much appreciated. All right, David.
Well, I'm happy to make a motion.
Thank you.
I hereby move to approve the request for recognition of the existence and continuation of the non-conforming structure located on agricultural low-zone property as located approximately 77 West Lund Lane, known as parcel 07070049, with the following conditions. One, recognition of the existence and approval of the continuation of the non-conforming structure on parcel number 07070149 is subject to and conditioned upon the compliance with the provisions of CZC 12.22.060 non-conforming structure as more particularly set forth below. Number two, modification of boundary lines for parcel number 07070149 to the extent specifically represented in the proposed boundary adjustment survey attached to the staff report is determined by the Board of Adjustments not to adjust or expand the nonconformity of the setback of the structure on parcel number 07070149, and such boundary adjustment may be approved by staff without affecting the nonconforming rights acknowledged herein. Number three, the provisions of CZC 12.22-060 nonconforming structure provides as follows, A through E of the attached to the staff report and or attached to the ordinance. And then the board makes the following findings. The board finds that the applicant has provided adequate evidence to support the existence and continuation of the non-conforming structure in accordance with applicable ordinance requirements and standards. B, verification of the existence and continuation of the non-conforming structure will not injure or negatively impact the intended use of the property, the residents of Centerville, the neighboring properties, or the public infrastructure serving the area. And C, verification of the existence of the non-conforming structure will allow for the continuation of use and not prohibit the property development as permitted in the city code.
Okay, we have a motion by David Hershey. Do we have a second?
A second.
Scott seconds the motion. So, David and Scott. Do we have any further discussion or amendments, statements from staff or from the board? All right, I will ask for a vote on this motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Again, this passes unanimously. And again, thank you to staff and to the applicants. There's literally a lot of hours that go into this so that we can do this quickly. It takes a lot of effort and time, and we appreciate the time that you put in so that we can continue to follow our ordinances and keep our city developed and done the right way. So thank you. Is there anything that we need to discuss as a board, staff? Is there anything that we need to be covering? Any issues?
I don't know anything. Do you have anything?
No.
Okay.
Can I move? We adjourn.
So Paul has made a motion that we adjourn. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so adjourned. Wow. That may be a record.
Awesome.
Oh.